going to do a phone or interview, and I was given a number to call back.
Hello?
Sure. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office?
Yes, my name is Dr. Demoirier. I'm trained in crisis intervention and grief therapy, and I was wondering if my services could be useful.
Okay, let me get you to our victim services department. Hold on. Thank you for holding. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Mr. Stokes. Like I say, this may not mean a dang thing, but I thought I'd like to tell you anyway.
Okay.
This morning at about 8:30, I was filling up my car with gas at the corner store at 100 Wadsworth.
100 Wadsworth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I had a gentleman come up to me, and I would guess his age would be about 35 to 40.
Okay.
And he said, where is the Columbine School? I said, I'm sorry, sir. I do not know.
Okay.
And that was the end of the conversation. And I noticed that all these people that you got in with crime have all been young kids.
Uh-huh.
And I was not a young kid, and this was before it happened.
Okay.
Now, this may mean nothing, but I thought, well, I should do it.
Okay. But, well, we need to check into that, too. Is there a number I can have the investigator to call you if you need further information?
My number is 303.
Okay.
469-2635.
2635.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry, your name again?
E.L. Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S.
E.L. Stokes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you were a pastor?
Ma'am?
Did you say you were a pastor?
I'm sorry, no.
Oh, okay.
Regarding the counselor or the main counselor at the school today, or the shooting was, because we wanted to try and provide some assistance regarding the children's mental health at school.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Amy Williams.
And a phone number, Amy?
You can reach me. I have a California number, but we have an office in Colorado.
Okay, what's the number?
510-704-2415. Or they can dial our 800 service during the day at 1-888-784-7284.
Okay, we'll put that information in the file with our VAs.
Okay, and if you could just get that, we just want to talk to someone. I don't know how we can set that up. We just need to try and lay down the groundwork. I wanted our vice president to talk to someone in charge.
Okay, well, we'll do the best we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
waiting to clear those.
Okay, are they in the school?
Well, let me back up. SWAT goes to the school, and we resend SWAT in with some paramedics, and everybody that's inside the school is confirmed BOA. The next hurdle is making sure these devices are secure, and we're going to have another SWAT team do one last search of the school in the event, because I've heard 2, 3, and 4 suspects. We have 2 dead suspects in there. But I just want to be 100% sure that there's in no way anyone left in that school. So as soon as the bomb guys kind of give us the go-ahead to send in these teams, we'll do that, and then we'll just secure it, and then it's the crime scene stuff.
Okay. Is the bomb squad in there now? In the school?
They're not in the school. They're doing these 2 cars, these suspects, out of the parking lot.
Okay. And there was also a bomb in the back on the west side of the school they found?
There's 10 bombs all over the place.
But we evacuated a bunch of people to the plaza. What was that for? There's 2 cars? Because the bombs in the 2 cars?
Where were they evacuated from?
We evacuated them out of the neighborhood to Southwest Plaza's food court.
Okay. I think as soon as we get done with the 2 cars we have and they're in the process of, we can probably release them.
Okay, great. All right. You need to let us know immediately when that happens.
Okay, are they pissed?
Huh?
Are they pissed?
No, okay. But I've got too many people watching those people up there at the food court.
Okay.
Okay, good. Anything else?
No, you also got to, I got to talk to you at some point and let you know about another threat about tomorrow down here, so.
Well, what is, you got people down there who can protect with that, or being recovered with that, or what?
Well, we need to get with you. Kickbush has the information right now, but I just need to let you know about it.
Okay.
Since this happened, there's been a threat that the same thing that happened to Columbine today is going to happen to Colorado tomorrow.
Colorado Elementary?
Yeah.
Why Colorado Elementary?
I don't know. So, but I'll get with you. But that's tomorrow.
I assume we've contacted the school.
I think we're in the process. Kickbush has the information.
I certainly hope so.
So, just so you'll know, though.
Okay.
But I'll find out about the evacuation. I think as soon as the cars are done, we probably let them back.
Okay.
But they do have 2 bombs in these cars that they're working on.
Okay, he's going to let us know. Just have dispatch call our dispatch here.
Okay.
And then we'll get that taken care of.
Okay.
Steve Davis.
Yes.
What did you put there? Okay, could you give a message to Steve Davis? Is there a way you can get a message to him?
I can probably find him.
Did he ever set up a point, an immediate point down there? Because we had no idea where it was.
Yeah, it's in Clement, kind of almost at the intersection of Bowles and Pierce. Yes, it's all right there, right? Yeah, kind of at the intersection of Bowles and Pierce in that draft area, very close to Bowles.
Okay, well, he needs to call Holverson at 5662.
What does Holverson have to do with it?
Well, we're covering all of Davis' media calls around the world in here.
Right.
And I think his name has gone out, and we're going to try to, mediate a lot of these calls he's going to have to make.
Okay.
But Wayne's going to need some direction as to which ones Davis wants to take, which ones he doesn't.
Okay, so have him call Holverson.
Yeah, 5662.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Let's see what else we're going to have. Just let you know, on South Reed Court, you got a car down there that you're searching or something?
Yeah, I know they were doing something on South Reed.
Okay, just let them know. We don't have the media people, but the media showed up down there.
Okay.
So you tell Davis that. There was a Westminster PIO down there at the command post, or with Davis.
Okay.
Maybe we can send her down there for South Reed to take care of the media there.
Okay. Are they coming up there now? Show up there now?
They're there now.
Okay.
So when you tell Davis that, on South Reed, that car down there, because he knows where that Westminster PIO's at, that could help him do that.
Evacuated those outside. Okay. We need to
Okay, you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, so get a hold of him on that. We got dispatch always been available here. They've also got a resource list. So if you need lights, anything, call dispatch.
Okay.
And to look that up, that put piece of equipment or people on our resource list, we make those phone calls.
Okay.
So we've got all of that.
Okay.
So the bomb squad's going to do the cars, and the SWAT team's going to go back into school after that?
Right, right. Check it one more time to ensure no one else is in there, and then investigation will have it. TSP's helping us out with a perimeter as is reserved. So we'll kind of turn over to investigation at that point.
Okay, now what are you guys going to do down there as far as overnight? You're leaving, obviously. You're not going to stay there overnight.
I don't know. We've got a bunch of reserves showing up, and we've got, like I said, state lined up. So if we can get SWAT through there, finish all this bomb crap that's going on, get SWAT through there, and then we can just secure it and then let investigations go through it when they see, as they see fit.
Okay, is Boyd Brunell still down there?
Boyd is. Brunell was over at Leawood Elementary last time I knew.
Okay.
So.
All right. So, Brian had this communication center up here. So, just let us know. I'm going to stick around for a little while until things kind of mellow out.
Okay. I'll find out about those the evacuations over there.
Well, I'm going to wait until that's done and then before I leave here.
Okay. And I'll let Davis know.
Yeah. Just let the command post know that dispatch is here. We've got all the resources here.
Okay.
To keep in touch and just keep us updated. And the other thing, we have the commissioners, everybody here, and they're doing these media things worldwide. So I want to make sure they get accurate information that they're giving out. That's why I wanted some updates.
Well, I guess they do what they want, but they don't have all the information, so...
I know they don't.
They're in jeopardy of putting out things that really...
That's why I need some direction here, so they didn't do that.
Well, have you talked to Pete Davis at all?
No, we haven't found him all night.
I'll grab him.
We've been trying to get a hold of him since the first minute.
I'll grab him.
And we have no clue where he's been.
I'll grab him.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any calls?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Hello? Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
It's Fabian. Can I have Leslie?
Sure. Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi. Is there a media spokesperson who I can talk to so I don't take too much of your time?
Well, I can take your name and number and have them get back with you. It's really tied up right now.
I would imagine. There's a million people calling.
Absolutely.
Okay. My name is Luke Reiter, R-E-I-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
I'm with the ZDTV News.
ZDTV?
News.
Okay. Where's that at?
It's an international cable network.
Oh, really?
We're actually on in Denver, yeah.
I'll be darned.
And,
I talked to people from companies I'd never heard of before.
I'm sure, right? Millions of
people. What's your number?
We're about 53 million homes around the world.
Wow.
It's 415.
415.
551.
551.
4778.
4778.
Here's what I'm trying to find out, and it's a pretty narrow question, so maybe
okay.
You even have some sense about this. What we do is high-tech news.
Uh-huh.
And so I understand there have been a lot of rumors these days about the fact that maybe these people responsible had some sort of a connection to the Internet or were somehow sort of, you know, using the Internet to warn people about this or
uh-huh.
messages about this. Have you heard anything like that?
I do know that they've got a website.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me can you give me some sort of a direction as to what website that is? That would help.
No, unfortunately, I don't have the paperwork here in front of me. I do know that we've had several people call us, that have accessed the website.
Really?
And have given us different web addresses to check out on this group.
Can you tell me one of the websites to check out?
I don't have that in front of me, I'm sorry. What I could do is I could have Wayne Holverson or Steve Davis get this. Steve's doing all the live stuff. Wayne's doing pretty much all the phone stuff.
Okay.
So I'll have him give you a call.
All right. Can you maybe think of the name of it? Is there a name?
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Was it the Trench Coat Mafia?
Yeah, that wasn't the name of the website.
No, huh?
It was some of the kids' own home pages.
Right.
Yeah, and unfortunately they were extremely long web addresses. So the URLs were not short.
Really?
Yeah. You build your own web page and put whatever you want on it, and that's what
right.
these kids have done.
And maybe were they associated with the high school's pages? Or
no, they were definitely home-based.
Yeah, wow, I'd be dying to know what that's about if I could find the addresses of them.
Yeah. Well, let me have someone give you a call.
Okay, do you think it'll be a long time?
Hopefully it won't be, but I can't guarantee that.
All right, well, I'll be around.
All right.
Back to me
quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Thanks for holding my help, yeah.
Hi. I was just wondering about the evacuation.
Okay.
Do you have any idea when we can go home?
As soon as they remove that device from the area, they're going to let... Are you over Southwest Plaza?
Pardon?
Did you go over to Southwest Plaza?
No.
Okay. Where did you live at, ma'am?
On West Polk.
Okay. So did you go to, like, relatives or something?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Communications?
Is Leslie?
No, this is Laura. She's going to take a break.
This is Todd, I need to speak with Leslie, or I need to be put through to Giancarlo.
I've got it, Todd. I've got what you need.
Okay.
The search warrant signed for the Kybold residence. They've got 15 minutes to get their personal belongings and get out.
Okay.
If they object, they are subject to arrest.
Okay, do we have somebody coming down here?
Anybody else going up there? Nope, it's you. Do you need another person?
No, I have Sheridan PD here. I also have Lakewood here.
Okay.
But then what do they intend to do? Do they intend me to sit on the house?
Do they want him to sit on the house? Or just took him to Giancarlo?
See if you can... Let me work.
If you can switch me to Giancarlo, because we're going to have a little bit of trouble up here.
You're not in the middle.
Okay. Hold on here.
Thanks.
Hook switch. It hook switch again, right? Once it starts ringing?
Once it connects, yeah.
Sergeant Giancarlo.
Hi, I've got Todd on the line. Hold on. Todd, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. He's on the line.
Jack, Todd? Are you 1026, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the Kybold residence?
I don't know. I didn't get the name of the house.
You didn't get the name of the house.
I've got Sheridan PD out here, and I've
okay.
also got a Lakewood investigator out here.
Okay. How many people are in the house, do you know?
I've got a father, a mother,
yeah.
an older brother, and then a neighbor.
Okay. We do have a support for the residents. What they need to do is to collect their personal belongings, give them about 15 minutes, and then they've got to be out. Tell them to go find someplace else to stay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Are you going to have problems down there that you need more units?
Well, they pulled these people from the house nearly about 2:30 this afternoon. Dad's already given us a little bit of trouble.
Okay.
But I think we can handle it down here just once we decide to do something.
Right.
Sarge?
Yeah?
Prior calls, it is the Kybold residence.
Okay, so that is the correct residence.
I believe so.
Yeah, Todd, they do have a search warrant. It's just going to be a matter of time until they can get to that residence to execute it.
And if they refuse?
And if they refuse, threaten them with arrest, and if you have to arrest them, arrest them.
Okay. And then after they're out, you want me to sit on the house?
Right, sit on the house.
Okay.
We're going to send some graveyard people, at least one graveyard south person, down to assist you.
Communication. I was just wondering if y'all needed any kind of relief as far as coffee for either officers or the parents or anything.
I think we're okay. We've had a bunch of different businesses and food places come by and volunteer food. I'm sorry, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
911, is your emergency? Okay, I know you got 19 bucks on Friday. Let me get the fire department on the phone with us. Don't hang up.
We have an emergency.
No, this is Tanya calling from Radio 4BC in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay, hold on. Let me get you to a media person.
I think that you guys are doing a magnificent job. God bless you. And I hope that those poor officers that discovered all that carnage will get some counseling that they need.
Yes, sir. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys
I can barely hear you.
Are you guys doing even that little thing?
Yes, we are. That's our situation.
Okay, I don't know how relevant this is, but
sir, I can barely hear you.
Sorry. I don't know how relevant this is, but are you familiar with American Online?
Yes.
So I was on there from Florida. I went to a Denver chat room.
Uh-huh.
And someone in there claimed to be part of the trench coat mafia or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned, look up Hitler and go, what?
Right.
I mean, you guys probably looked this up, whatever.
Do you remember what his screen name was?
No, but he said that, I looked up and it's Hitler's birthday is April 20th.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch the screen and he left the room right after he said, look up Hitler. Light and the first Denver chat room I found. I went in just to see if, you know, what people were saying about it. Some guy came in and just said he was a member of it and just took off.
Okay. How long ago was that?
Maybe an hour ago.
Okay. What time is it now? Okay, about 7 or, well, it'd be about 9 o'clock your time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you guys probably already figured out the date.
Yeah, well, yeah, we figured that out about 11:15 this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know who the person was. They could have been making that up, but it would seem kind of dumb to go into a room like that.
Okay. Well, could I have your name, sir?
Sure. Is that Mark Reiner?
Mark. And the last name again?
Reiner.
And the phone number down there in case anyone has any further questions that maybe you could help us out with?
Yeah, I'm online now, just looking around at site.
Okay.
561-793-7225.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
uh-huh, bye-bye.
May I help you? Yeah, I was just hanging on to
about the graduation. It's going to be just a little while longer.
Okay,
so if you want to check back in a little bit.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for holding. May I help you?
Yes, I was holding for a media fest, and I'm calling from Full BC in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay. Troy, where are you at? I got Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane, Australia. You can take it. Where are you going with it? It's not me. Can't go there. I think the person has to go. Hold on a minute. Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, do you have an emergency?
Sorry.
Hi, this is Virginia at WDTV again.
Yeah.
In Charlotte, North Carolina. I was told to call back in a couple minutes.
Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
I know I have a question.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Department.
Hi, my name is Matt Saxton, and I'm from South Suburban Christian Church in Littleton.
Yes, sir.
And we have about 20 large pizzas that we would like to bring down to the officers, whoever's working the scene. Wondering if that would be a possibility?
The command post is at... The command post is at Leewood and Pierce, but I believe they've had plenty of food already delivered.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Albertson's brought in a whole truckload.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you know of another site that could, that we could...
I don't know if there's still anybody at Leewood Elementary or not, but we took the parents and we were taking parents and students from the school over to Leewood Elementary.
Okay.
And that's at 6155 West Leewood.
6551?
Yeah, 6155.
6155 West Leewood?
Right.
Okay.
You might try, I don't think anybody will be answering phones, but you might have somebody drive by and see if there's anyone still there.
Okay, yeah, we're up in Aurora right now. We've had almost a function up here.
Oh.
We had all these extra pizzas, and we thought that was...
Yeah, I understand from the news that there's going to be people at Leewood Elementary all evening.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, we will run them down there, and...
Well, I appreciate your help.
Help at all.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Communications?
Hi.
Hi.
Did I hear them say on the portable they're letting people back into the area, or are we still evacuating?
I did not copy on that at all. Let me check. Hey, Mick, are they letting people back in the area? Negative.
Okay.
Everyone said negative. I caught that part.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me give you my cell phone number because my portable works intermittently here.
Okay.
It's 303-877-8495.
And where are you?
I'm sitting beside the Southwest Plaza for the evacuation.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Alrighty, this is Laura.
So far, Laura, all I have really is two families down here.
Okay, I don't know where everybody else went.
So unless they haven't made it down here yet.
Could be, or else they just went to friends' houses and stuff.
Well, that could be too.
Okay.
Or maybe they just went across the street to their friends' houses that weren't being evacuated.
I hope not.
Okay.
That's very possible.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for holding. I help you.
Yeah, hi. It's Greg over at KYWTV in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Wondering if you're releasing the names of the suspects yet?
No, not at this time.
You're not releasing the names of the suspects?
No, sir.
You don't happen to have the address of their website, do you?
We have it around here. I think investigations probably has it now. But,
Please tell me they haven't gone home for the evening.
Pardon me?
Have they gone home for the evening?
Who?
Is that fair?
Negative. They will be going home all night.
I can imagine. Can I talk to them?
They're unseen, sir.
There nobody, so nobody has this web address.
You want the web address? All I had, the last thing I had was, members/red/v/. Okay, the last thing that I had, it's an AOL website.
Well, they won't release it. I'm sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
It's an AOL website. It's in a chat group. You go to people, you go to members, you look up Mafia.
Mafia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Not too good right now, but we're plugging away.
Yes. Look, we just wanted to put in a call to see if there was any possibility of speaking to an officer over there, obviously about the situation. Is there going to be a possibility?
Well, I'm Jefferson County Commissioner.
Oh, right. So would we be able to speak to you and do a quick interview?
You bet.
Okay. I'll put you straight through to the studio now.
Okay.
Can I have your full name, please?
It's Rick, R-I-C-K, Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N.
Okay.
Jefferson County Commissioner. That I am not the sheriff. We oversee the sheriff.
Okay.
And I'm calling to you from Golden at a dispatch center of sheriff's headquarters.
So the center is Golden?
In Golden, Colorado, huh?
Golden.
Which is the capital seat of the Jefferson County. And it's about 15 miles north of Columbine High School.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can I put you through to our studio now?
You bet.
So we don't waste any more time for you.
Sure.
I'll be speaking with Greg Carey.
Okay.
One few moments.
He's evacuated. Can you get
my paperwork? My paperwork over there? Thank you very much.
Hello? How are you?
Yeah, is Rich in?
Rich, it's good to talk to you. I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's devastating.
Thank you.
I need to put this in the studio. That'll take me 1 minute, and I'll come straight to you, okay?
Okay, I need to speak a little louder. I'm in the dispatch center.
Okay, that's fine. I'll boost up a little for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. There in 1 second, Rich.
Okay.
How were you first alerted to what was happening in the school?
We had a notification to our, to the 911 dispatch, and we sent out some deputy sheriffs out there immediately.
Did that come from one of the children being over this point?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, so what did you do immediately at that time? Just take a moment for thinking what this was going on. Are you trained for that?
We are trained for that. The sheriff's department immediately surrounded the perimeter. The incident commander notified the SWAT teams. We had five SWAT teams come out to that location, the city of Denver, Jefferson County, and Lakewood, as well as two others, and surrounded the location and began to infiltrate the school. The high school kids were still in classrooms, many of them. They filtered out sometimes en masse, 100 at a time, sometimes 50 or 60 at a time, where the SWAT teams would identify the classroom where they were barricaded in.
Were you able to learn fairly early on who the alleged perpetrators were?
Well, I'm not actually positive how quickly we were able to identify them. Certainly, we were able to interview students as they were departing, and I found out their names fairly soon.
How then do you liaise with, you can only imagine the sensibility coming to this, how do you liaise with the family of those in the school at a time like that?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. I'm at the dispatch center, so it's a little difficult for me to hear.
How at that point did you liaise with the family to, I imagine, have learned fairly early on that something was going on?
You know, certainly the media around here in this information age gets the notification out pretty quickly before we even have a chance to notify families. Currently now we are having victim advocate groups counseling and working with the families and the children. We have the Colorado Organization of Victim Assistance there in the scene and working at Leewood Elementary School with the children and the families. And tomorrow we have NOVA, the national team, coming in from out of state to help assist us in this crisis management.
Does the kind of media attention to which you just alluded help or hinder in a situation like this?
Well, it can do both. Certainly, it can spread rumors at times. There's a number of rumors going around about who these two individuals were that were the shooters and what their background is, but it's going to take time and investigation before we find out and know who they really are.
Rick, I know you're busy. A final question. At what point and under what circumstances were the offenders themselves killed?
At what time?
At what point did all of this?
At what point? We're not exactly certain, but what we understand is that the SWAT team did not actually get to the location where they were before they had shot themselves. That is the latest through the networking. We have not confirmed that as yet.
There have been some rumors, and I understand they are only that, about booby traps. Is that something that people are confronting?
Booby traps, there were some small bombs in the school that did ignite. There was one at the front entrance to the school. I don't. I think they discovered that on the way in. I don't believe they ignited that. I think the SWAT team ignited that themselves. So there were some small bombs. I don't know what damage that caused to the school or to any of the students.
What do you do from this point?
What do we do now? Well, right now the investigative team is in there, in the school, has the place sealed off. The bomb squad's already been through the building several times, and they are reviewing the bodies, trying to identify them. We are using our victim advocate groups to counsel and help the families and the children that were there involved in the incident. And they are just in shock, and we are all in shock, and just hope that we can help them and get them back to a point where they were before all this.
It's appalling, and we've got the world out there for this.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm just saying that it's appalling that even from this distance, our thoughts are with you. Terrible time.
Oh, it's just awful. Gruesome and grisly were the terms that the SWAT team members said when they discovered the bodies, and we are just in deep remorse here.
Good to talk to you, Rick, and good luck in the days to come.
Thank you.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi,
Sarah. Hi.
I've got a commander out on the scene. I want to know the phone number to your command post.
He's on scene down there?
Yes.
It's 347-2920.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jeff Strader.
And Jeff Strader.
Hey, Jeff.
Harris is probably gone.
I don't know, on the phone. Here at the phone, I meant it transferred over here, so it must be on the phone.
Okay.
Need to talk to him?
Tell me if you can help me out with this. Aaron Fosler's a friend of a Littleton officer. You may know him, Sean Dugan.
Yeah.
You know him?
I've seen him. I don't know him well.
He's having trouble locating his daughter. And now they're having trouble finding the father. You happen to have any information about where he may be?
Where the father may be? Or?
Yeah.
No, but I can find out.
Would you mind doing that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm over in dispatch with you.
Okay. Sure, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
See what I can do.
Thanks a lot.
All
right. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, it's Kenneth Tucker at CNN. I've got an interview with Wayne Halverson.
Okay.
Can I get him on the line?
All right, hold on.
Thanks.
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
Well, ma'am, it's an emergency department.
I'm sorry?
Yes, it is.
What's the life-threatening emergency?
This is St. Anthony Central Emergency Department.
Uh-huh.
And I'm actually hunting for a resource number, if you can give me one, where I can call regarding victim information of patients that were transported from the Columbine High School.
Okay, 800-288-3444.
Uh-huh. And that's an official number, not just public relations?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Thank
you. That was on the news.
That was on the news?
Yeah.
You don't have any other number as far as the clearinghouse for the information of victim information?
982-6836.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Bye.
He's on the phone. I'm going to have to take a message. Or you can wait.
I'm supposed to put him on the air in a matter of minutes.
Okay.
And
all right. Hold on.
It's the net.
Sure. Sheriff's office?
Yeah, I was wondering if we can go back to our houses now.
Where do you live?
Dutch Creek Village.
Okay, where are you right now?
We're at my grandpa's.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, my name is Jackie Fink. I work at KCAUT in Sioux City, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
One of our producers here has a relative that works over there, and we had talked to someone earlier about doing a live phone interview for our news. I'm not sure who called before, but they gave us his phone number to call you back. Do you know who I should be talking to?
Are you ready to do the interview right now?
No, we're not. Well,
okay.
We're going to do it in an hour.
Let me get your name and phone number.
Okay.
What's your name?
Jackie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm at KCAU.
Okay.
Sioux City, Iowa. Can you tell me maybe who I'll be talking to?
I can't guarantee it because we've got three or four people doing the media calls right now.
Okay.
It'll probably be Deputy Troy Garland or Deputy Wayne Holverson. What's your phone number?
Well, actually, we can call you. Would that be better?
Let me have somebody call you back so they can arrange the time and everything to make sure it's okay.
Okay. I'm at 1-800. Wait, can I get a... It won't, will it? Okay. Okay, what's your... 1-712.
Mm-hmm.
277-2345.
Okay. Well, let them know. Thanks, bye.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. How may I help you?
I was checking to see if we can go back to our houses.
Okay, as of yet, they're still trying to detonate some possible explosive devices, so not as of yet. Just watch the news, and they'll let you know when.
All right, what's your channel?
Any of them. They're all down there, so.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
At Columbine High School, I don't know how important this would be, but this morning on my way to work, I work right there on King Carlin Pierce, there was a kid all dressed in black, and there were a bunch of kids looking in the trunk of his car, and it was a lot.
Hold on one moment, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, they were looking in the trunk of the car.
They were looking in the trunk of the car, and all I know is it was probably a lighter colored car, like a goldish color or tan. I really didn't pay attention to what kind of car or anything it was.
Okay.
I mean, but I thought maybe, I don't know if that will help you guys at all or anything, but.
Well, what I'll do is take your name and number, and investigations will call you.
Okay.
When they'll be able to.
Okay.
But if you can give me that information, I'll put it in the information for investigation.
Okay, it's 303-936-7283.
And the name?
Tammy Solano Gonzalez.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
This office?
Yeah, I'm calling from Cincinnati. The FBI gave me your number. Just now on Fox News, I saw something about a tie-in with Hitler's birthday on the shooting.
Uh-huh.
This morning on a website I chat in often called resignation.com, It's Arianna Huffington's website about the president resigning due to the impeachment and so on. At any rate, I was on between 5 and 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then again from 7:15 to 8:30. And I forget which time frame, but sometime between when I was bouncing in and out looking for some of my friends I talked to, a guy come in, called himself Nazi, and said, "Happy birthday, Adolf Hitler." And I just thought that was kind of weird, especially when I heard that on TV just now. And thought it could be useful. I called the FBI here in Cincinnati. They said I should call you.
What, is this just a regular website?
Yeah, it's a website. It's a political website.
Debating
about whether Clinton should resign.
Right.
It's Arianna Huffington. It's on MSNBC sponsored.
Okay.
And it's called resignation.com. And there's a chat room that's online all the time.
Okay.
And I used to work shifts. I get on at all kinds of hours. And I got some regular friends I talk to and so on. And there's a lot of people in there like any place else that are goofy and on the wall. And between one of the times I bumped in and out, early this morning when hardly, I don't think there was anybody else on there.
Yeah.
Guy come on calling himself Nazi.
Right.
Said, "Happy birthday, Adolf Hitler." Now I'm a real history buff. I didn't realize today was Hitler's birthday.
Would have been his 100th.
Well, and I just thought, that's kind of bizarre, because sometimes kids get in there with off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah.
And I just like to debate, but anyway, you're welcome to my name and number. When
Could I take your name,
sure. Doug Sinking, S-I-N-K-K-I-N-G.
And your phone number there?
513. Yeah, 724.
724.
2087.
2087.
And actually, I got a, that's the line I usually use for the computer, but I'm not on it right now. Let me give you my other number.
Okay.
724-8876. And now, you know what? Now that I'm talking to you, I'm also thinking, in the last day or two, some people have been on there also using German-type names and talking kind of like, you know, they talk on Hogan's Heroes or something, making fun of Germans, but, and they were blasting some people on there who happened to be Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't really recognize the sentence structure and the punctuation and the spelling of them being regular people on there, I know.
Right.
You know, I've been involved in this debate scandal broke, and I know most of the people on there. And I don't think these were regulars.
Okay.
And I know that kind of stuff only stays maybe on there for a little while, that you can trace it.
Right.
Maybe I don't call you right away.
Right. I do appreciate that. And I will get this to our investigators who are working this.
Okay.
And I do appreciate your call.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks.
Call me back if I can remember anything else. I got a pretty good memory.
If you encounter it again or anybody makes any of those kind of comments, please let us know.
Sure.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. My father-in-law was a teacher at Columbine today, and he was shot, and he's not in any hospitals, and I'm trying to locate him. Can you help me?
Let me give you a number you can call.
Let me find it.
I'll just transfer you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Jefferson County Sheriff?
Yes, Ann Rogers, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. We've got so many people here. I don't know who that is.
She is reported to me that on our voicemail that she was JEFCO dispatch. We are the Four Parents Helpline. She saw our number being aired on TV and wants to know what we do.
Maybe it's our victim assistance person. Let me check.
Could be.
Hold on. Jefferson County.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from a Japanese TV station.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling from a Japanese TV station.
Okay.
Called TVSaki. I was wondering if I could have a map of Columbine High School.
Oh, boy.
Media.
Boy, I don't even know if I have a map of the school. I don't know where the media are all getting them.
Is it possible to get one at Columbine Library, or?
I don't know. You can certainly call them and ask if they have a map of the high school, but I don't think I do.
I called Jefferson County Schools, and they told me that they handed over all their maps to the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Well, I would try the library and see if they have one.
Uh-huh.
Right now I can't find one over there anywhere.
was there any press releases?
Not really, no.
Do you know...
I'm sorry, you need to know. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Please. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hello. My name's Shannon Gibbons. I'm calling from Radio 2GB in Sydney, Australia.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if it's actually possible to get in contact with Deputy Sheriff Wayne Holverson.
Okay. Hold on. I know he's on the phone right now, but if you want to wait, I can try and switch you in there.
That'd be terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Westside Story on National Evening News.
I need to speak a little louder. I can't hear you.
Hi. My name is Jeff Berg. I'm a writer with the National, with the Westside Story, a nationally renowned student newspaper.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I could get you to fax me a press release about what happened in Livingston.
I'm sorry, you need a what?
A press release.
Okay, we don't have anything on paper right now.
Okay.
That I know of. Do you want someone to phone you?
That would be great. I can give you a phone number to reach at that.
Did someone transfer you here?
Yes, the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office.
Do you have our main number?
No, I don't.
It's 303.
Okay.
271.
271. 0211. 0211. Okay.
And what's the name of the person to call?
Jeff Berg.
And what's the number, Jeff?
Area code 319.
319?
Yeah.
Okay.
339.
Okay.
6817.
6812?
17.
Say it again?
6817.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For a command post.
It's 347.
Uh-huh.
2920.
Great. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Communication center.
Hey, Sandy, this is Dan Guard.
Hi.
We just got a number from you for the command post at some guy's home. Do you have a phone number in the comm van?
347.
347.
2920.
No, he said that's somebody's house.
Well, that's the line that they had commandeered that we've been talking to the command post on all day.
Oh, well, he said there's nobody left there anymore.
Well, I wonder what happened, because that is the phone number that we've got for the command post. Let me put you over to Mickey and see if she's got something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a psychiatrist from Georgia calling about this shooting out there.
Okay.
I think what you guys, you can pass this along to your sheriff if you like, and for him to follow up on. But I think that what we're all looking at is some boys that were schizophrenic. The population at school, I understand, was 1,800. That means there were 900 boys. And 1% of the population has schizophrenia, and they develop symptoms at 18 to 25 years of age, just the age of the shooters. And these boys were delusional, thought God was inside of them, and they had some rather loose associations and everything else, and they could very well have been budding schizophrenics.
Okay.
So there were 9 of them, just the right percentage, 1% of the population.
Okay.
So I think what you have is not a gang, but you've got a bunch of budding schizophrenics that were disaffected from the rest of the students by their mental illness.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Communications.
Hey, this is Coach.
Yes.
We're trying to locate a number for the command post. The one we had, we just called, and the guy says, nope, I'm not hearing.
Uh-oh. Let me have Meg get it for you, because she's got that number. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. What?
The guy says, nope, I'm not hearing.
Uh-oh. Let me have Meg get it for you, because she's got that number. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Which one did you call?
347.
Mm-hmm.
2920. Probably in the school, because we checked the hospital. And anyway, this Littleton
cop has disappeared too, and we're expecting he's going to show up on scene now. We're just trying to locate Father.
Okay.
All right, we'll try this number.
Father, 240, should be over. 240 headquarters. No, he's not down there on the scene.
All right.
He's available on the other channel, on channel 3. Hold on a second. Can I call 240 on your channel? 240. Where are you at, Dan?
5604.
240, can you get out?
X-ray 7.
X-ray 7, you're on the line. 5604.
04.
04. 5604.
My home is 303-693-3000.
5977, and my cell is 919-9919.
303?
Uh-huh.
I'll add you to our file.
You probably got to set up, Doug.
Well, we're getting lots of calls, so we're sorting them out into resources and other things, so I'll just add you in there.
You guys are doing a great job out there.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I'm really glad you guys are helping. I've never worked with you guys before, but it's been as good or bad situations you can have.
Well, we're trying to make do the best we can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I was holding on to speak with the Deputy Sheriff, Wayne Holverson.
Oh, okay. Let me see if he's still on the phone, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. He is still on the phone, ma'am. I'll try and get to her as good as I can, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can you call the command post and have Lieutenant Walter call me 5674?
Hold on. 340, you call in headquarters.
Okay. You can reach her or mine. Our house number is 303.
450-5181.
Okay, what's the resident's name there?
Bora or Brent.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir?
Bora or Brent. Our last name is Curnow, C-U-R-N-O-W.
Okay.
That'd be my wife.
Okay.
She's a nurse, and
okay.
She just was interested in maybe helping out if you guys need anything.
Okay, well, we appreciate it.
All righty.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, hi. How are you tonight?
I'm a little bit busy. How can I help you, sir?
I'd like to know if my cousin was one of the 25 fatalities on that weird thing tonight.
Okay, sir. Unfortunately, I have no names of any of the victims or suspects.
Well, I don't care about the suspects. I just care about my second cousin.
I don't have any names.
Where can I get the names?
We don't have a list of the names yet available to us here in dispatch. Can you hold on just a second?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, my name is Sarah Brown, and I have some information that may be related to what happened at the school today.
Okay.
We live in Florissant, Colorado, and some of the kids that go to Woodland Park High School came up here.
Sorry, hold on just a moment. That's Water Police and Fire. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Thanks. Jefferson County Sheriff, can you hold, please?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, I'm sorry. What's your phone number?
It's 748-2279, area code 719.
748-2279?
Yeah.
And what is it that you need to pass along?
Well, these kids came up here to tell me that today was a special day at school, that the kids were going around saying that today is a celebration of a special holiday. And they're saying 420, and that the Goths had sort of initiated this holiday today where everybody got especially stoned. And the stoners were saying that it was Mary Joanna's birthday, and the Goths were saying that it was, they were really celebrating Hitler's birthday.
Okay.
But that this was something that was made
What I'm going to do is we're getting a high number of calls. I'm going to leave your phone number and name for our investigators, and they'll be following up on all these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what these kids said.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hi. Can I talk to someone who's handling media on this situation?
I can have someone call you.
Okay.
We're getting a lot of inquiries, so
okay.
I'll take your name and number.
Okay. This is Mike O'Keefe.
With?
Daily News.
Okay.
New York Daily News.
Okay. And the phone number to call you?
212-210-1585.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Not yet, ma'am.
Do you have any idea how soon?
It shouldn't be much longer. Unfortunately, we're just trying to get everything cleared up there. So
I understand that. Okay.
Okay.
You should be able to go home tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Well, what happened today?
Yeah.
Out in Littleton?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm sure you guys had his website, email and all that.
Yeah. We've got a lot of calls on it.
Okay. Just thought I'd pass it on.
All right, thanks.
I was surprised it was still on the net.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
This is Chris Nelson, 240. Can you find out who I'm supposed to call and what number? I've tried both numbers Hyvan gave me and nobody wants to talk to me.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hey, it's Chris Nelson. Who am I supposed to call? I called Captain Harris. Nobody down there wants me.
What was your message?
The 240 call. X-ray somebody at 5604 right away. And I said I was directing traffic via the world. And he said, no, I need to call now.
They asked you to call the jail?
No, I have an investigation.
Oh, it's supposed to be up here. You were just told, was it from headquarters or the command post?
No, headquarters.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Laura, do you have a message to Deputy Chris Nelson to call the captain in here? Somebody gave a radio transmission for him to call the captain, and I just trying to confirm. captain was supposed to, Chris Nelson was supposed to get hold of us. We got a radio message from one of you guys. Where at?
Okay. You need to talk to Sergeant Dangard.
Yeah.
He's somewhere on the investigations floor. He gave the extension 5604.
All right.
If you don't get him, call me back. We'll page him.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Communications, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
Need Steve Davis?
Yeah.
He's out in front somewhere. Can I relay a message, sir?
He needs to talk to Troy. We need an update because the media is starting to tell us stuff.
Like the big ones coming here?
Like what?
Like the big persons coming here?
The big person?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Is Steve there?
Hold on, I'm going to have to go find him. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Hello?
Hello, you there?
Hold on. What?
Hello?
Hi, Steve. Hold on. Troy, you're stuck.
Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're busy, but...
Yeah.
Hey, we need a little bit of an update here, because the media's starting to tell us stuff now.
Well, I've been trying to call on 5662. Is that who I'm supposed to talk to?
Brunel, yeah, but he's been on the phone with Larry King and Dateline and everybody else.
Right. Or Holverson. Is Holverson around?
Yeah, that's where he's at.
Okay. Let's see. Right now they're still clearing the area of two bombs they found in vehicles at the school.
Two bombs in two vehicles?
Yeah. Until they do that, they don't want to send in the investigative teams until all the explosive devices have been located and taken care of.
Okay. Did you release that part yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And as far as the total number of victims, we still don't have an accurate count, and that's only because, like I said, we're waiting to go in until all explosives are taken care of.
Okay. You haven't released the names of the victims yet, or the suspects yet, have you?
No,
Okay.
I haven't.
And are you releasing the age of the suspects?
I haven't released ages, except for the fact that I have released that they were students at the school.
Right.
They were either juniors or seniors.
Okay.
Let's see, what else?
Are you releasing anything on this trench coat mafia crap?
Well, I keep getting asked about that, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I keep telling them. I haven't heard about it until today.
And apparently they have a website on AOL. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, we're not releasing any of that because we don't know squat about it, so.
Okay.
As long as you're not doing it, we're not doing it. They won't think we're too stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, we're just sitting tight, waiting until they get those bombs taken care of.
Okay, we got search warrants yet?
Yeah, they're working search warrants. I believe that they're working search warrants at the suspect's house. Yeah.
They're doing it right now?
They're getting the warrants now.
Okay.
Okay, they are at the house. Okay, they are at the house working search warrants.
At both houses?
Right.
Okay.
And they found some explosive materials at least one of the homes. Which one, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Did you put him on scene?
What else that I should have asked about I didn't?
There's still one last SWAT team inside the building making a final sweep. They're not in yet.
Okay.
And they're going in. Okay. Okay, once they get the car bombs taken care of, then the EODT people and SWAT will go back in one last time and make a complete sweep of the building.
Okay, I think so. Okay. And then the investigators will be allowed to go in?
Yeah, after that.
Okay.
My pager, I just shut it off.
Why?
Well, it couldn't keep up.
And you won't believe the calls we're getting here.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
There's one other thing I had for you. I can't remember it now. It's not one of those important things. It's one of those things. Okay, I think that'll do it.
All right,
dude.
Oh, hang on. Cat says don't hang up.
Okay.
Guess he wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Somebody.
Okay.
Walter. Somebody want to talk to Walter?
Does somebody want to?
Yeah.
Did somebody page him or something?
He got somebody I want to talk to.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Have Walter call Potter back in about 15 minutes, he said.
At what number?
This one's fine.
Okay. 5662?
No, make it. And it looks like 5521.
Dave, call Potter in 10 minutes at 5521.
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi,
I'm one of the families that was evacuated from next to Columbine High School.
Uh-huh.
How can I find out when I can go home?
You'll need to check that. Are you at Southwest Plaza?
No, I'm at my daughter's place.
Okay, you will need to check back with us in about another half hour, 45 minutes. So
okay.
We're trying to get things cleared up so you can go home.
Terrific.
Thank you.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay, like I was saying, I don't have a list of the names of any of the victims, so I couldn't confirm or deny anything that you may have heard.
Okay, so you can't tell me if my second cousin, Corey G. Potter, is dead?
No, I can't, because I don't have a list of any of the victims' names.
Do you know anybody who does?
No, sir, we don't have a list compiled yet. They're still on scene investigating.
Yeah, well, I've heard about this ever since noon today.
It happened at 11:15 this morning, and we're trying to get lists of names compiled.
Well, I was under a house at that time. I'm sorry on that one.
Not a problem. I wish I could help you, but I can't. I don't know any names yet. Have you checked with your cousin's family?
Yeah, and my cousin Patty's over trying to find out whether her son's dead or not.
Sir,
and I'd like to know if my second cousin is dead or not.
I understand that, sir. Unfortunately, I don't have the names of any victims whatsoever. I have no names of any victims.
And there's no place that does?
Not yet, no.
Can you give me about what time I can call and find out?
You can check back in a couple of hours, sir. Maybe we would have something then, but right now we have no names of any victims.
Well, I got off work at 4 o'clock, and I called at 4 o'clock, and they said a couple of hours then.
Sir, I'm sorry. We don't have that information yet. It has not been provided to us.
Okay.
Okay? I'm sorry. I can't be of more assistance.
Jersey County Sheriff.
Yes, I was called earlier this evening. I'm with Medical Dairies,
uh-huh.
And we're going to donate some juice and milk to the workers out there at Columbine High School.
Uh-huh.
And if you could just get word, I don't have the name of who I talked to, but we did arrange it with the American Red Cross to get some out
there
thing in the morning.
Okay, we'll let them know.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh, bye.
Do you have
Hey, this is again.
Yeah.
I got cut off.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of call is supposed to be going on.
E246?
Yep.
Okay. 6657 West Ottawa. Manager at Blackjack Pizza.
Pizza.
This is going to be a suspicious incident. He believes he employed two of the suspects and is concerned that he may have booby-trapped the business. One of the suspects' car was behind the business earlier today.
Okay.
Caller P, he's not at the business at this time. He closed the business until we would check it out. His name is Chris, 777-9338.
Okay. Whatever. He thinks they're suspicious or behind the building?
Yeah, he thinks two of his employees may have been the suspects in the shooting.
Okay.
He believes that they may have booby-trapped anything or in the business.
Okay. Well, I'm right there going for him.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye. Communications, Amy.
Amy, what's the radio channel status?
I think we still have, everyone's using one, as far as I know.
On that incident.
Oh, on the incident? Hang on.
All right.
Or I don't know. Maybe Barb, hold on.
All right.
Barb, what all are you going to do with? So normal traffic on channel 3? Okay. Normal traffic on channel 3.
Okay, so it's the same.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
and I do a lot of CISD with school staff.
Uh huh.
Just volunteering my service if you need it.
All right. And you're with who again in Iowa?
The Fremont County Sheriff's Department. I've done CISD with the state of Nebraska and the state of Iowa.
And where in Iowa is Fremont County?
Southwest corner.
Oh.
Where you can see Nebraska and Missouri.
Okay. And your last name again, sir?
Greedy.
G-R-E-E-D-Y. And the phone number where we can reach you?
I'll leave you the sheriff's number because they can page me.
Okay.
712.
I'm sorry?
712.
712.
374.
374.
24. 24.
Okay, I'll put you on our ever-growing list of resources.
My heart's with you guys.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sheriff's County, sure.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
I was wondering if you know if the street is open, you know, right there on PC. What's it called? Bowl?
No, it's going to be closed for a long time.
For a long time?
Yeah.
Okay, because my mom's like, I got to get home, so I was just going to make sure before she heads over there.
Yeah, it's going to be closed for a while.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, bye.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, this is Luke Ryder calling back from the ZDTV News.
Okay.
I don't know if I spoke with you, did I?
I honestly wouldn't remember, sir.
Okay. I had called trying to find out some information about a specific question involving whether the people involved in the rumor that the people involved in the shooting out there at the high school had some kind of an internet connection, that there were websites or things that you guys were looking at.
I could have somebody call you, but I can't myself confirm anything.
Okay. Yeah, I gave my name to hopefully get a call back. Unfortunately, I'm to the point where I need to get over to my TV studio and to the studios where we film.
Okay.
Because the news will be live at 8 o'clock Pacific.
Oh, okay.
So unfortunately, I'm just simply out of time.
Sorry. We're getting swamped with media calls.
Yeah.
And we have like 5 people here calling people back, and it's still not making a good enough dent.
Okay. I mean, basically, I'm looking for a pretty, like, narrow answer, so I was hoping that I could just get a quick answer to the web issue.
Right now,
getting a larger statement.
From all the calls we've received, it is possible, and that's all I know.
It's possible.
I just don't know. We haven't investigated everything yet.
And there's nobody who you could just throw that real quick question in front of?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there someone who you could just throw that real quick question to and just ask them that one little narrow thing?
I probably know about it as much as everyone else does here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they don't know yet.
They don't know. Right, I spoke to someone a while ago, about an hour ago, who was saying that that they had taken some calls saying that there were websites associated with it.
Right.
She had seen paperwork indicating what those addresses were, but that she didn't have that right in front of her.
Okay.
But that she would have somebody get back to me. I just was hoping that someone would have found that by now.
It's not really a matter of finding it, it's of having someone call you back.
Right.
And unfortunately, everybody kind of has to wait in line here, but...
Yeah, there's no way you can just stick a note under someone's nose there and ask them that one question.
No. I already, if you're in line to be called, I'm sorry, I really can't do anything, but the people that are calling people back are working on it as quick as they can.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, is there a Pat Hayes that's an investigator there?
No, not by that name.
Not by that name. Do you have any juvenile investigators that aren't all tied up? Probably they are.
No, they're all tied up.
Is there anybody that's available I could just talk to you a second? I'm another juvenile officer from the outside of Denver.
What's in reference to?
I just had some thoughts about some of the stuff going on. I just wanted to ask Mom. I'm sure you guys get my...
I'm going to get your name and number, and I'll put it in the stack of messages for investigators.
I bet you do. You're piled up. My name's Brad Onsgard, O-N-S-G-A-R-D, and I'm with the Aspen Police Department. And my number, I have two numbers, 927-4636, that's 970 area code, and then 970-920-5294 is daytime work phone.
All right, I'll put it in there.
And is there an investigating inquiry or...
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to think of... I know the lady, I met the lady that was the head of juvenile investigations, and I think she went on to something else, and I thought it was her last name was Cleary, but that might be...
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Yes, is Steve Hart available? Let me check, and I'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, he's off today, so return tomorrow about 10 p.m. at night.
All right, honey, is there any way you can help me? My girlfriend's husband is Dave Sanders. He's a math teacher at Columbine.
Okay.
And she sat at Swedish Hospital for 4 hours, and then they told her he is not there.
Okay.
But we saw him being loaded on a stretcher into an ambulance at the school, but no one will tell her where her husband is.
Okay.
What should she do?
Has she tried phoning the hospital?
Yes, she sat at Swedish for 4 hours.
At the other hospital. Has she tried any of those?
I think they've tried everything.
Okay. I would call them again and make sure that they don't know or they can confirm that he's not there. I'd really kind of bug them about it. Did you try sending up Main Central?
Yeah, I'll try again. I'll tell her to just keep trying. She is a mess.
I understand that.
She sat at Swedish for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then they tell her, no, I'm sorry, your husband's not here.
Or else check with the people at Leewood Elementary School.
They might know where they took him.
Yeah.
Do you know that number again?
They don't have a phone number there.
Okay.
You'd have to make a personal visit.
All right. Okay, honey, that's what I'll do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am?
Yes?
My name is Dr. W. Blythe Robinson.
Yes, sir?
I'm a clinical psychologist. I'm calling you from Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, my old stomping ground.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm from Warren.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? I'm the director of what's called Daystar Counseling Services.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not.
No.
We have office in Sharon and here in Youngstown. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I've heard about this tragedy out there in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to volunteer my services as a psychologist at home expenses to come out and try to help if that would be acceptable.
Okay, Dr. Robinson, what number can we reach you at?
I'm at area code 330-793-6673.
I never will get used to the fact they changed the area code on me.
I know. 216.
Yeah, your first name again, sir?
I use my first initial W.
Okay.
I use my middle name Blythe, B-L-Y. T-H-E.
Okay, and the last name is Robinson?
Right. I have both a PhD in clinical psychology, and I have a second doctorate, which is a PsyD in clinical psychology.
Okay.
And I'm licensed in both Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Let me put you in our ever-growing list of resources. I'm sure we're going to be needing all the help we can get, but I can't tell you where to show up or what to do.
Okay.
And we'll get back with you.
Let me also give them all the numbers and you contact me tomorrow.
Okay.
It's area code 330.
Uh-huh.
793-7346.
And the first one, 6673, is your home number?
Yes.
Okay.
Because everything's in a fluid state, I think maybe another alternative is my pager.
Okay.
There's a 330-750-3447.
Okay.
And page me anytime, day or night, and I'll be happy to respond.
We can do that. I appreciate your call and I appreciate your volunteering.
What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can help me, but I'm an alumni of Columbine High School.
Uh-huh.
I was given this phone number to call. I am just wondering, just as a member of the community, if there's anything I can do, if there's a, you know, for help, I have tomorrow off.
Right now, there's just so much going on in...
Sure.
Just such a massive incident that, no, we are still trying to put piece together what happened.
Sure.
But the best thing to do is watch the news, because when we need people like that, it's we hear that on the news.
Okay.
Constant contact with them.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, well, I will watch the news.
Okay.
And thank you for your help.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jefferson County, sure.
Yes, sir. Is that Mr. Stone?
Sorry?
Is that Mr. Stone, John Stone?
No, the... Stone is the sheriff. He's a little busy right now.
Who am I talking to?
This is Dispatch, 911 Dispatch.
Yeah, my name's John Shaw. I'm calling from Television New Zealand in Auckland, New Zealand, way down in the Pacific.
Okay.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
I know you're busy as hell, but we're interested in what's happened in Colorado.
Okay, I can get your name and telephone number and have our public information deputy give you a call.
Who is that person?
Well, we've got three of them that are doing it right now, so I don't know which one it would be.
Yeah, can they do it soon?
What's that?
Can they do it soon?
I'll let them know that you need it soon.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
John Shaw, S-H-A-W.
S-H-O-W?
A-W.
Shaw, okay. What's
your
phone number?
00649. This is the area code.
Uh-huh.
3750-296.
Okay, and...
That's
with,
New Zealand.
You're with what agency in New Zealand?
Television New Zealand.
call. Let them know that you want to call as soon as possible.
Thank you very much,
Steve.
Bye-bye. I'm just going in service and head down the command post. What channel are we operating on?
The tactical stuff is on channel 2. The bullshit's on 1.
Okay, so everything ongoing at the scene is going to be channel 2.
Correct.
The bullshit's on channel 1.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just reversed.
Okay.
And then primary channel is channel 3 for other road officers.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll be on channel 2.
All righty then.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks.
The number over at the command post?
The last time I heard, and I don't know if they're still hooked up to it, where did it go?
Are they still there?
The last time I called there, they had let the residents there have their phone back, and they weren't reaching people through there.
Well, let me tell you what I need. I need to talk to either Captain Boyd or the undersheriff.
Okay.
So however I can get that accomplished.
I'll page them and have them call you.
You want me to give you a number?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, let's see if I can find one. Wow.
Your office is being swamped by media representatives.
Pardon?
Your office is swamped by media people helping us.
Are they?
Yeah.
I hope they're having a good time.
Well, we're not.
I don't have a phone number here. Hold on just a second.
Okay, I'll be right back. I'll
ask them what that...
Jefferson County Sheriff, is this an emergency?
No, it's not.
One moment. Alright, sorry.
Okay. I'm looking for a number. We're waiting. Well, or this number here. Okay, haven't given us. What's the school number? We're looking for the number.
Okay. Which one do you prefer to talk to?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Which one do you prefer to talk to?
Let me try Captain Boyd first.
Okay.
But if he doesn't respond, let me talk to the undersheriff right away.
All right.
And the number is 982 7860.
Okay.
I'll stand by.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Justin Carey, Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Hi there. I have one for you. You ready?
Okay.
My daughter is a pediatric psychiatrist from Philadelphia. She's in L.A. You need her help.
Not right now, sir. I do appreciate the offer, though. We've been just taking names and numbers of resources from other people that have been calling in. I'll be glad to take that from you. And we can add her to our ever-growing list of resources that are volunteering to come assist us.
Only that she comes there because she's out in L.A. or she has to fly back to Philly.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you to tell her to come here, but I'll be glad to take your name and information in case they decide they need her.
Where's here?
Golden, Colorado.
That's right outside of,
Where are you at right now?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Oh. Well, we're just outside of Denver, and this whole situation happened in a community in our southern part of the county.
Oh, it's not in your town?
No, it's not in our town. This is the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, and we covered the Littleton area that had this school shooting.
Right.
Yeah.
You think I should check with the hospital that has most of the cases to see if they want
to? They have their own psychologists and people on staff, and they've got resources, too. R1 School Security has got resources that they've already called in. I don't know how many, though. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of work to go around for all these people that want to volunteer, but I can't tell you to go ahead and have her come here because I don't know if they would need her.
Okay.
I do appreciate this call.
Well, you know, it's very hard to find pediatric
psychiatrists. I understand that.
Well, thank you.
I'll be glad to take her information, and has she got a number in L.A. where we can reach her, or when is she supposed to fly back?
10 o'clock tonight.
Oh. Yeah, I won't have an answer by then. I sure won't have an answer by then.
Fine, then. Well, let me give her a call.
Okay.
Yes.
If she wants to give us a call, I'll be glad to take her information.
Okay.
Okay?
That's
277-0211. Correct. 303 is the area code. Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, this is Mike Richardson calling from the National Disaster Response Team. How you doing?
I need to put you on hold, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Your emergency.
Yeah, you have 5924 US Highway 285. What's the person doing right now? The same as like LSD.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Okay, I was calling a little too late. I'm calling you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I think someone ought to investigate something. I was watching this tragedy on NBC Tom Brokaw News.
Okay, hold on one moment, ma'am. Don't hang up. Communications.
And also on Dan Rather's News and now on Nightline.
Okay, briefly, what is it that you want to say?
Okay, three different times you could see on news tape, if you repeated it, that somebody from an ambulance dragged a body out of the school. It couldn't have been one of the killing students because they didn't have their long black capes on.
Okay.
And you can't even imagine that it could be they were dragging a dead teacher or a dead student up, but they were dragging this body out down the steps and across the grass by the body's feet.
Okay.
Now, that's desecration of a corpse for one thing. It's interfering with a crime scene for another. It wasn't like they were trying to remove, or the coroner was trying to remove a dead body, or an ambulance was trying to remove an injured person. This obviously was a dead body.
Ma'am, we don't know that. And the police were on scene when that happened.
Okay, let's assume that it was a dead body, because I can't imagine that they would be dragging this man by his feet.
Well, we don't know that, and we don't assume anything in law enforcement.
Okay, I know that. I was in law enforcement.
Okay.
I was in the district attorney's office here in Pittsburgh.